It's graduation day for Rashima Melson. She's at the top of her class, valedictorian of Anacostia High School here in D.C. She's excelled in class and on her homework, but for the past 6 years, she hasn't had a home. Melson lives in a homeless shelter along with her mother and two brothers. In the fall, she'll be heading to Georgetown University on a full scholarship. I asked Rashima Melson to tell me how she manages.
A typical night is me coming home around 9:30-ish. I try to stay out as late as possible. I wouldn't say it's my favorite place. I'll come in, you know, I'll talk to my brother for a little bit. If I do have extra work still left over, I'll either put my headphones in, do my work, or I usually, because I'm so tired, I'll go to sleep and I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'll do some work and I'll go back to sleep. So however it is to get the job done, whatever fits, then I'll just do that because sometimes it is really noisy. And, you know, going through security check gets frustrating sometimes just in case you, like, leave your ID and you have so much on your mind. But I think I've did pretty good with blocking it out.
And we should mention that at this shelter, they service up to 300 adults and 500 kids.
Yes. Yeah, it's a lot. I don't know how I did it. I just know when I have a goal, I try not to let anything get in the way. So I just decided to continue what I'm doing.
What was the goal here? I mean, it wasn't just about graduating, right? I mean, it sounds like you were aiming for much more.
The goal that I've always had was to complete high school, graduate college, go to med school, finish residency, and become a forensic pathologist.
A forensic pathologist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Along the way, we stumbled and we started struggling as a family. And because I got school, you know, I'm straight by academics, you know, I'm really good at that. It's not really a struggle to me. But I do track. I pick sports over getting a job, and it was just like, well, am I right making the right decision? So it was a little pressure on me. Like, my coaches, my teachers, they were just like, don't worry, you're doing the best you can, you know, keep it up, just do what you have to do. They was like, you know, live your life, you're gonna succeed, don't worry about your situation at the moment. Like, they were always there for me. They took a lot of stress from my mind, because it was just like, well, I need a job, what are you gonna do? And I was like, should I go work on the table, or can I get a real job? Because I just turned 18 last year.
So your teachers and your coaches had some idea that your family was struggling and that you were homeless. Did your friends know? And did you feel like you had to kind of keep that from them a little bit?
No, I feel like I don't have to keep anything from anyone. I feel like if it's none of your business, then it's just none of your business. But it's not really something I don't like sharing with kids, because they start to, like, pity you, or they start to look at you in a different way. And, you know, I feel like, hey, I'm just like the rest of you. I come in to get an education and just like, you know, okay. So I didn't feel like I needed to share that. Like, at the end of the day, I was doing what I had to do.
Now that you're getting ready to go to school, what are your worries for your family?
I had, like, a little breakdown because, you know, I watched the news, and my mom also goes to the meetings that they have there. And it's like, oh, well, we're going to close the shelter down in 100 days. They said that last month. And it's been all over the news about the conditions of the shelter. I was just thinking, like, man, I'm going to college. You know, I'm happy for me, but at the same time, what's my family going to do? I mean, I'm worried, but there's nothing that I can personally do. And, you know, if you can't personally do anything about it, don't stress yourself out too bad, because it doesn't really hurt anyone at the end of the day but you. You know, that's just how I feel.
What kind of advice would you give to other students who were experiencing homelessness?
I would just say keep your head up, because you never know what's going to happen. I'm graduating homeless, and I'm moving into college. So, you know, you just have to have hope and faith, you know, and don't let it change who you are, and don't become ashamed, and don't be embarrassed, and just know who you are inside. Because you live in a shelter, that's not who you are. That's just where you reside at for the moment. That's the best advice that I can give. That's what I tell myself.
Well, Rashima Melson, thank you so much for coming in to talk with us, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Rashima Melson will be at Georgetown University next year on a full scholarship. Her message in tonight's valedictory address at Anacostia High School: persevere, no matter what.